It's All Things Considered on North Carolina Public Radio. I'm Catherine Brond. The PBS documentary series A Chef's Life follows Chef Vivian Howard as she learns more about the food she serves in a restaurant. That restaurant is Chef and the Farmer. It's in Kinston, North Carolina. Vivian and the crew of A Chef's Life are being honored with a Peabody Award today, one of the highest honors in broadcasting. She joins me now on the line now. Vivian, welcome back to WUNC and congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Right. So this whole venture started out when you moved back to your home in Kinston from New York to open the restaurant. And then you approached a friend about making a documentary series focusing on the food of the South and its traditions. How has the way this actually played out compared to what you thought might happen?
Well, as is the case with a lot of my ideas, I have no real expectations for what's going to happen. But people's response to it, the way that the show connects with people in a very emotional way, the way that it's affected our community, have all been wonderful, wonderful surprises.
Well, the Peabody Committee said one of the reasons they gave you the award was because of the more honest, nuanced way the show portrays the South and the people from the South. These aren't just caricatures. Just want to play a clip here from an episode where you talk about opening an oyster bar not far from your restaurant.
At Chef and the Farmer, we depend on people to travel because most of Kinston's population does not eat with us regularly. We may be a special occasion place for them, but they're not coming to us once or twice a week. This community has a lot of economic troubles, so hopefully this will work. We can't really afford to be wrong.
Vivian, I think what's so refreshing is that this is reality television, but it's dealing with actual struggles, you know? And I'm wondering how this restaurant and the show have affected your relationship with the community you grew up in.
Well, you know, the restaurant has been open for 8 years. And when we first opened, we opened to quite a bit of skepticism. You know, people kind of expected us to fail. They were a little afraid of this flair we felt we were bringing to the community. And so it really took a while for them to warm up. And then when we started doing the show, I think there was also some skepticism surrounding it as well, like how is the community going to be portrayed? And so when it started airing and people could relate to it, I think the community really, really got behind it. And it's become a huge source of pride for our community and our region.
Right, right. So I want to play one more clip. This one's from episode 9 of the first season. And your restaurant has just been featured in Garden and Gun magazine for your famed tomato sandwich.
This publicity or attention or whatever, you always think it's going to make some difference in your day-to-day life, but so far it hasn't in mine. I still have people who don't come to work, who don't see the value in working here at all. So this tomato sandwich is not going to change my life.
That tomato sandwich could change my life if I taste it, I think. I definitely see a road trip to Kinston in my future very soon. But really, I mean, is this still true that being in the limelight so much really hasn't had much effect on your day-to-day life?
It's definitely had an effect on my day-to-day life. Is it any less stressful? Absolutely not. Do people still not come to work? For sure. It just seems like the stakes keep getting higher. People are traveling great distances to eat in the restaurant, so they come with, you know, huge, high expectations, and we need to measure up to those. It's stressful, but great.
So do you think you're ready for season two?
I'm ready to be done filming season two. I feel like I'm on the brink of a nervous breakdown. We're just, you know, we're filming, we're traveling, we're cooking, I'm trying to be a mother.
Yeah, you have twins, right?
Yes, I have 3-year-old twins who don't care one bit about my TV show. So.
This is very exciting, and congratulations again. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Vivian Howard is co-founder of Chef and the Farmer in Kinston, North Carolina. The TV series about the restaurant and its food won a Peabody Award, which they're accepting today in New York. This is North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.